I'm talking to young folks right now. You've got pictures in your billfold you shouldn't have. You've got some dirty magazines at home you shouldn't have. And in your mind, some of you young men, one of these days, you're going to be sold out to sex because you're stirring unholy passions now while you're a teenager that are going to capture you one of these days and hold you a slave the rest of your lives. Now, you better watch it. Don't you let those thoughts dwell there. Okay, so you're going to have an evil thought, and that's not right. It's wrong. But to let it live there and dwell there and abide there, kick it out. Evict it from your life. I'm talking to men who at work. Now, you know what I'm talking about out the steel mills. God pity these females that go out the steel mills and pour themselves in these britches. The longer I live, the more I hate slacks. I mean that. Don't, listen, let me say this. A lot of you folks here tonight, the one thing that you don't do, that you don't abide by, that I preach on, the one thing the most that you rebel against, is you females wearing your slacks. You ought to go home and burn every pair you've got. I mean it. There are not that many things in this world that stir the passions of wicked men any more than women poured into riches stir. Any man that's here is red-blooded knows that I'm telling the truth, and if you don't believe that, you're a liar or you're sick. But you men that are on the job, these females out there, dressed in skin-tight trousers, and you look at them and you have evil thoughts coming through your minds and they lodge there, and these vain thoughts lodge there. Now what the prophet is saying here, he said it's bad to do stuff, but he said you wouldn't do the great transgressions if you'd not let the sinful thoughts lodge there.